Well, I thought this was organized by the working committee, but the working committee is not here, so I think we'll get this thing going. So this is supposed to be the community interaction with the members of the governing board and International Advisory Council. So we have our chairman, Dr. Karan Singh, and the chairman of the International Advisory Council, Sir Mark Tully, and Ms. Amita Mehra, member of the governing board, Dr. Doshi, member of the governing board, Mr. A.N. Jha, member of the governing board, Julian Lyons, Dr. Vishaka Desai, and have I missed out anybody? Everybody is here. So, if you have any questions, you'd like to make a small statement? So, I would request Dr. Karan Singh, our chairman, to make a brief statement.
Chairman and members of the International Advisory Council, members of the Governing Board, dear Aurovillians, this is actually a farewell event because the third four-year term is, I'm completing the third four-year term as a chairman of the board. And now it is up to the Government of India to constitute or reconstitute both the governing body and the International Advisory Committee. But I would like to take this opportunity, first of all, very warmly to thank members of the International Advisory Committee, Sir Mark Tully, Dudu Dien, Mark Giese, Vishaka Desai, who's come all the way from New York to attend, and Julian Lyons, who's chairman of the Auroville International. They've been very helpful. They've traveled long distances every year, twice a year, to be with us, and their advice has been very valuable. I would also like to thank members of the governing body for their inputs. But really, the whole affair here is about the Aurovillians. And I must tell you that these 12 years that I have had as chairman of the governing body has been a tremendous learning experience for me. I found it fascinating to see the way in which Auroville has developed. I remember when I first became chairman, the Matri Mandir, the inner chamber was not ready. So for the first 4 years, the real task revolved around completing the inner chamber. There were problems about that. There were personal problems. There were technical problems and so on. That was completed. Then in the second four-year term, the real challenge was to complete the Matri Mandir. And that was completed. That is an astounding feat. And I must congratulate the Aurovillians for having built literally with their own hands, one of the most unique and remarkable structures anywhere in the world. I don't think they've got adequate, Roger, of course, was the chief architect and was the overall in charge. But it is the Aurovillians who worked day and night to build the Matri Mandir. And I was profoundly impressed by the way that this great temple to the mother, representing the mother's vision, representing either a golden orb sinking into the earth or a golden orb emerging from the earth, whichever way you want to look at it. It really symbolizes for me the growth of consciousness, because the Mundaka Upanishad says, Hiranamaye Pare Koshe Virjam Brahmanishkalam. In the furthest golden sheath resides the immutable Brahman. And I think if there was ever a golden sheath anywhere to house the divine, it is the Matri Mandir. So I think that was the second, my second term, my main challenge, shall we say, or my main interest was to see it completed. I thought that was it. I wasn't planning to become chairman for a third time, but then it so happened that I did become chairman. And in this last term, what we have tried to do is to lay the foundations for building the city. Dr. Balkrishna Doshi, as you know, is an internationally renowned architect, and he has taken the responsibility to head the Town Development Council. Now what we have got to do, what we tried to do, was to at least put in place the basic structure that would then build the city. Because now the preliminary parts are over, the Matri Mandir is ready, the soul of Auroville. The mother called the Matri Mandir the soul of Auroville. Now that the soul is ready, the body has to be prepared. Because it's not the other way around. You don't have a body and then you invite the soul into it. You have a soul and then the body revolves around it. As somebody said, the difference between the East and the West is, the West thinks that we are a body with a soul, and the East thinks that we are a soul with a body. But so now that the soul is there, the body has to be built. And what we are now trying to do, and whatever whoever comes in the next term for the next 4 years will have to do, is to really get the process going. It's an incredibly difficult task. First of all, it involves getting the land. You can't build a city without the land. And so the one thing the Aurovillians all have to collectively, and you may recall I have been mentioning this on several occasions, the Aurovillians have to decide their priorities. If your priorities are building the city, then you may have to give up some of the lands that are outside of the green belt. And there are fairly substantial lands. Because in Auroville, no individual can own a land. The land all belongs to Auroville. And therefore, whether you sell it or whether you exchange it, you will have to take the decision. And there may be some difficult decisions to take. As the saying goes, you can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. And you can't get your land unless you are prepared and ready to give up some of the land that you've got outside. So that's not for me to decide. That is for the community to decide. But I'm simply saying that the first prerequisite to build a city is to get the land. And I am still not satisfied, I must admit, with the progress of the land acquisition. Whatever the reasons, I'm not going into it. I'm not happy that as much as 25% of the inner circle is still not with us. And as much as 75% of the green belt. But I would give priority to the inner circle, to the city, to the town. So that is the first problem. Then how do you build then all the network of roads and of electric cables and so on? Then the problem of housing. Or do you know that your population has remained stagnant for all practical purposes over the last 3 or 4 years? I asked how many more people have joined us in this year? And you know what the figure is, the magnificent figure? 8. There was a film called The Magnificent 7, I think, and this is The Magnificent 8. We have only increased 8 people in Auroville in 1 year. How are you going to get a critical mass to call it a city? So there's something wrong. One of the problems, of course, is housing. Housing costs a lot of money. And apparently, you can only get a house in Auroville if you pay for it. If you pay for it, you have to be rich. And if you're only rich, then what is the point of Auroville? The whole idea of Auroville is for seekers. It's for people who want a spiritual transmutation. Not for people who certainly they should make their contribution. But to have a situation now where in order to become an Aurovillian, you've got to give enough money to build a house. And that house costs 25 lakhs or 50 lakhs or whatever, is not acceptable any longer. You have to work out housing schemes. You have to work out either dormitories or single, double bed, whatever way you can do it. We have great architects here. But that's the second point. The first problem is the land. The second problem is the housing. The third is the facilities along with housing. The electricity, the water, the roads, all the infrastructure that goes into the building of a city. So as I see it, friends, the real challenge for the next governing board and the next international advisory committee is to start getting the city built. is going to start coming up. And it is for the Aurovillians to decide, for your residence assembly, for the working committee, for all the various committees we've set up. There are three different land committees. I've never understood why we can't have one committee, but there are three committees. Then there's the TDC. You've got to get that going. So that, to my mind, is going to be the real challenge. But apart from the land, the buildings, the infrastructure, the housing, the real purpose of Auroville is spiritual growth. And there, each individual Aurovillian has to judge for himself or herself how they are growing, whether they are growing, what new dimensions they need to bring into their lives. Because in the final analysis, Auroville is a spiritual community. Not perhaps in the traditional sense of being a religious community, which it isn't. It's a multiracial, multilinguistic, multi-religious, multicultural community. It is a unique experiment anywhere in the world. I don't think there's another country that could do it. I don't think there's another government in the world that would support or pass an act to set up a community of this nature. If it can't be done in India, it can't be done. Mark, behind. Is there a place for him? Anshu, you go back. He still sit here. Aap baitho, Sanjeev. So, I think it's very important that the spiritual element, the spiritual dimension of Auroville should never be lost sight of in all the sound and the fury of setting up committees and having the Auroville, so-called Auroville process, which I don't know, it's a very curious process. It seems that our parliament is also now following the Auroville process, because everything seems to be breaking down. But the thing is that you've got to get your act together, and you've got to have a rededication, if I may say so. It's not for me to preach, but a rededication to the essential purpose for which the mother envisaged Auroville, and for the sort of vision of spiritual growth based upon the teachings of Sri Aurobindo. I think you are fortunate to be living in a place like this, in a community like this. I know that there have been lots of problems. I remember when I first came in, I was very unpopular. I think my popularity has somewhat increased over the years, but that's because I think the community has understood what the governing board is trying to do, and we have understood what the aspirations of the community are. And so I would take leave of you by simply saying that thank you very much for all your inputs. Thank you for the energy that you have given to me. Thank you for what you have taught me about interpersonal relations, about administration, and about the spiritual quest. Thank you very much, and I'll now ask Mark, who's the other chairman, because I now have to rush to say a few words.
Well, this is meant to be an interaction, so I won't say very many words, except to say that I think all five members of the International Advisory Committee would agree with me that serving on this committee has been a life-changing experience. It has brought us close to a unique institution. It has made us wonderful friendships amongst ourselves and with Aurovillians as well. And I'm pleased that Dr. Karan Singh says our advice has been useful. I hope that our advice has been useful to Aurovillians as well. And I can only say that as we leave you, we hope that this wonderful experiment will grow, will prosper, will move nearer and nearer to the vision which you all hold so dear to you. Thank you all very much.
Yes. So I want to thank the two chairmen, Dr. Karan Singh and Sir Mark Tully. And today we are going to have Dr. Karan Singh issuing identity card for 11 Aurovillians, And these identity cards are a collaboration between the working committee and the Orville Foundation. So the first one is Gérard. Gérard, could you come, please? Thank you.
Thanks to all of you.
Make those people.
Yeah. Next one is Frederick. Frederick. Yeah, officially. Grace. Yeah. Grace. Vardarajan. Vardarajan.
Kali, Aro Kali.
Kali. This is Kali. Is Kali here? Okay, I'll give it to her. I'll give it to her.
Stephen Brooks.
Ah, Joss. Joss Brooks. Roy.
Roy.
Roy. And Toshi Malik, I will ask Aster to deliver it to her. Aster, if you could receive the card and deliver it to Toshi. Thank you. Then Anandi, I don't know if Anandi is present tonight. Yes, she is. Good. Then Ananda. Ananda is here, yeah.
How are these chosen? So the oldest and
the oldest and the youngest. Yes. And Daria, thank you. Kali. Thank you very much.
I have not to. I now got to go, but you could stay for a while in case the community would like to interact with you.
We would like to
hear them.
A few words from the other members.
Certainly, certainly.
Sorry.
No. Well, what can I say? You know, I have learned a great deal, and I have interacted with you almost every time that I have come, and I enjoy interacting because there are so many views and so many ideas, and finally the goal is the same, and I think that is what is very nice. So thank you.
I'm young. I have to be at the end.
Sorry, I don't want my back towards you. Okay. You know, for me it's been an exceptionally rich experience being in Orville, living the Orville life and experience, and being on the board and doing this work and interacting with all the friends. And in a sense, trying to see how Orville stands vis-a-vis the country, India, that's hosting it, and the rest of the world. No, it has widened one's experience and makes it very rich. Thank you.
Okay. The other two governing board members aren't here, so... the words that come to my heart is, I love Orville. I love all of you.
I must say it's very bittersweet for me because I feel that every time I come here, something gets inside me and that continues to grow. And I'm kind of sad that I haven't been able to come last two times because just as I am beginning to have a little bit more time, my term is up. But I can tell you that the spirit that all of you bring to this enterprise something that my parents, my mother is 98, and she had been inspired by Sri Aurobindo and the mother, which is really why Dr. Karan Singh immediately nabbed me and said, you have to do this. That I am actually feeling that I think you have a potential. And to me, the potential is not just the ideal of the mother when she founded this amazing experiment, but it's the potential that the 21st century world needs desperately. It is a kind of a way of thinking, living, bringing the environmentally sound and spiritually rich world that we all need to really work on. So one message I have for all of you, and I hope I can help you, is that what you're doing is really, really important for the world. And we need to figure out how to scale it. Some of you have heard me say this. How to model it so other people can also learn from it, because you're the pioneer. And as pioneers, you have responsibility, not just for yourself, but for the broader world. Thank you.
I have a few different roles, having been involved with Oroville International for many years, and going back to staying in a very small keyed hut along with a rat in Forecomers. So that nostalgia for the early Oroville, where there was ragi porridge and one could cycle easily to town without running into major traffic on a bicycle through the back roads, is complicated by India growing and India accelerating. And it's moving to me that looking from the West back to Oroville and meeting a lot of young Orovillians who've experienced awareness through the body and are trying to have some sense of witness consciousness, some experience that they've had in their school that is so relevant to a whole generation of young people who are growing up who only know texting and games and computers. And I really feel this is a gift of Oroville to the world. And I've met homeschool teachers back in America who are looking for ways of getting those children back in their bodies and back in touch with nature. So I think what kinds of experiments you've been doing with something like awareness through the body is relevant throughout the world. And I hope that back in Woodstock, New York, which is our home base, and our yoga center, Matagiri, which is dedicated to Sri Aurobindo and Mother, Mother's Mountain, that we can be a little beacon there and welcome some of you. We just had Aviram and Yorit stay with us. So as Dudu said so beautifully, and will perhaps say again right now, even though our term of this cycle of relating officially to you is over, that certainly the heart connection and the practical connection will continue. And we've seen many of you in New York and in Woodstock, and hope that it will continue, and that we also will reflect the best gifts that you have back to America and to the world from our side as well. Thank you.
So I will start with a This one? No, ça va, non, là? In my continent, Africa, we have a saying, when you make a speech, feel pity for those listening. So I'm going to be brief, just to tell you, we have, after all these years, Orovillians we became, because of you, and Orovillians we remain, whatever our function, position, etc. Orovillians we remain. And last point, a prayer and a wish that Oroville become more universal, that the huge continents of Africa, Middle East, and South America be one day here present in Oroville. This is my deeper prayer.
Thank you. parce que celui-là est vraiment mauvais. Is this better? Is this working better?
No, it doesn't. Try this one.
Okay, this is going better, no? After 8 years, I came here 8 years ago.
This one is worse.
Worse. And this? Well, okay, I came here 8 years ago, not knowing what this experiment was. Now, after 8 years, I do not know if I have brought something to Auroville. But what I know is that I have got something from here, and from Asia, and from India. What is it? As you perhaps know, my first life I was a Catholic priest, and a doctor in Greek, Russian, and Latin theology, so I know the system, the Christian system, rather well. And I think what has changed in my life is that the aim of life. My Christian vision was about perfection, purification from the sins. So the spiritual life in Christianity, it's much more purification. You want some glass?
No.
So that was where I was. And I discovered in Asia, in India, in Auroville, in Aurobindo's writing, in the mother's writing, a completely different vision. And that vision is that spiritual life is about perhaps transformation. That's new. Transformation. And the second big idea is that the divine is in myself. Oof. That's new. That's a big change. That's a big change, and that's what I have received from Asia, from India, from Aurobindo and the mother, is the vision of my life. Now, my conclusion is that I'm at zero because the vision has changed. Where is my transformation? That's another question. Thank you very much.
Mr. Zhao, would you like to say a few words?
Please. I represent the government and the finance wing of the government. I have been associated for the last 1 year, and this is my second visit. And as everybody else has been saying, the place attracts you, it brings you back. And I do hope I keep coming and learning more and more about life, about spiritualism from all of you, from the community. From the government side, I can assure you that we are very considerate about the needs and requirements of the foundation. And we'll keep supporting it in whatever way it's possible. And I wish you all the very best. Since we do not retire as such with the governing board, we are by designation, maybe I'll see you again. And I do hope to see you again. Thank you.
Mr. Singh.
Yeah, I have been following with the various experiments in Auroville, and I think a lot of innovative things have been done in the Auroville. and as mother has like a vision for transforming it into a galaxy. So a lot of experiments that are being done in like solar energy, like sanitation, water, sustainable development and all these things need to grow from this like center point to the entire world. So that I have been following from my earlier postings also. And I had a great opportunity last time to visit Auroville, and then again I am here to learn lot many other things also. So we all, I think, should proliferate all the innovations that are being done in the Auroville. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. So, Frederick, would you like to say a few words?
Did we have a chance for interaction? I was not here all the time. If there is anything from your side which needs to be said, I don't want it to be stuck in the throat, please come and say it.
I think we should thank everybody.
That yeah. will happen.
And
would you like to do that?
On behalf of everybody, I would like to thank all members of the International Advisory Council and the Governing Board. Rumors in Auroville are that you will continue, some of you at least, and we hope, we are waiting for these rumors to be proved true. We would all like that you continue, and that I believe is true for all of us. Because Auroville is such a delicate, difficult experiment, the thought of having new people and then again starting the whole cycle of them understanding Auroville, we would prefer if you can continue. So from the government, sir, if you can encourage the government to push this.
I'll carry your message.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sanjeev, and maybe on behalf of the residents of Auroville, as a member of the working committee, I would like to conclude this gathering.
No questions?
Well, that's what that was. Yes, that's what I was saying. Santo, please come. I was waiting for some words to have to be said.
Thank you. You have been helping the community, and now I take advantage of your presence here to ask you to help me individually. Because for the last 2.5 years, I have been following an issue in Auroville, and now I'm wondering if I have been making a fool of myself by following it this so strongly and so passionately. The only way I know that, if I have been a fool or not, is if I have a meeting, a general meeting of the Aurovillian, who are telling me, you have been a fool, or congratulations, we like what you did. I need to do that. In order to have this meeting, I would like to ask your support so that I can go to the Auroville Council, to the working committee or whoever it is, to tell them I have the support of the member of the governing board, of the member of the International Advisory Council, to discuss this issue that is so pressing in me and is so important. Can I go and tell them?
What is the issue?
The Udumbu issue, Ramesh issue, Udumbu issue, call it whatever you like it.
But I don't think the members of these two bodies.
It doesn't
know.
I kept it in general because of that. I have a problem. I would like them to help me to say, yes, please, you have our support to discuss your issue with the community. I said, I have a problem and I would like to share it with the community. I've been trying for the last 2.5 years to speak about it. It was not possible.
Has somebody stopped you from talking about it?
I did try, but there were no ear to listen. So now, through them, maybe I have ear to listen and to the community and say, I'm organizing a meeting. Please give me your support for me to organize this meeting so that I can speak about this issue.
I don't think we can discuss that.
No, you will not discuss it. I just would like to have your support.
I think we would need, and we're on our way out, so we can't do that now. We would need to know much more about your problem and what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and,
I didn't want to. We are on the way out,
so there isn't much we can do about that particular problem, I don't think, at the moment.
It is totally okay for me. For me, the occasion of being here and say those words now is more than important. It's more than important. It's more than what I was asking
for. There will be another working committee, another advisory committee, another governing board, and if you feel that you want to bring your problem...
Oh, it will happen, but I wanted to take this opportunity also with you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No, I would want to acknowledge Santo's appeal, and maybe it's showing a little bit of insensitivity of our internal bodies, so that somebody like Santo, whom I'm a friend no long, has to make this appeal to you. And I think from at least the working committee and whoever is there, I think we acknowledge and we recognize that there is a need, and we will somehow respond positively to your appeal. And you take it as it is a request of the International Advisory Council and the Governing Board to address, that the system addresses itself to the individual. I think that's a very important issue, and we should never lose sight of that. I like to end it, unless there are some other needs. You know that tonight there is a Kathakali dance, and it was graciously postponed till 8:30. I think there is also another performance I heard, but I don't know exactly whether this is Genius Brothers or Pitanga, maybe tomorrow. But let me just close something, because when I saw Dr. Karan Singh here, and now he is gone, I might just mention it. In dealing with people from the outside, whether it is internationally or nationally, one is very often humbled and full of gratitude that people who don't have any cause to open their heart and their mind and their office to you, because you're just coming from Auroville, or you mention the name Mother or Sri Aurobindo, and suddenly there's another presence. And I just want to mention one thing. Dr. Karan Singh, he's a Kshatriya. There were moments where there was a grave situation. And even if it was not in the best of his own political or public standing, he said, I have to do something for Auroville. This cannot go on. And in his own way, at that time, in the early times, even though he was in the opposition actually, he wrote a letter to the then Prime Minister, we have to protect Auroville. We don't recognize individually, and I'm sure many of the people of the International Advisory Council and the Governing Board and the Secretary and the Finance Officer, in their own ways, have often singly and solitarily stood up and spoken for and defended Auroville. And I just wanted to express the gratitude of the community to all of you. Thank you very much.